Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Here's the bottom line.
Here's the bottom line.
We need to get to the bottom of this.
Get to the bottom of this.
We've got to get to the bottom of this.
The bottom line on the Mark Cox Show.
That's the only way we're going to get to the bottom of this.
That's the bottom line.
Truth. You can't handle the truth.
All right. Attorney Jane Duker joining us this morning. Jane, welcome back to the show.
Hey, Mark. How you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Well, I'm awake.
Are you?
So that's good.
I figured you had your alarm set so you could get up and get glued to day 72 of the Shiftless Inquisition in Washington.
Yeah, well, today's a big one. So they released his testimony already, or what his opening statement's going to be, and it's not good.
Oh, well, we'll see about that. This is a nothing burger. This is a distraction. And the sad thing for your party, I'm afraid, is that you've got your fifth debate tonight with your 10 presidential hopefuls on the stage, and it's people don't even know about it. It's being overshadowed by what's going on in the House.
Well, I mean, you know what? I actually probably agree with you on that, but I do disagree that this is going to be a problem for Democrats. I think the million-dollar donor to Trump, who is now saying the president, the vice president, the secretary of state, and everybody knew that this was a quid pro quo, is going to be a problem.
You know, here's something interesting that Volcker said yesterday. Go to cut seven for me, Tricia, please.
And so when the aid was held up for 55 days for Ukraine, that didn't in and of itself strike you as uncommon.
No, it's something that had happened in my career in the past. I'd seen holdups of assistance. I just assumed it was part of the decision-making process. Somebody had an objection, and we had to overcome it.
Not uncommon. I mean, what happened here has been blown far out of proportion.
Except where I would disagree with you on that is, yes, do I think there were times when aid to other countries has been held up for various reasons? The problem they have here is the reason it was held up was for a personal political reason. That's where things went a little awry. And, you know, there was a lot of argument by the Republicans yesterday. Well, the Ukrainians didn't know. Well, now we know that the Ukrainians were specifically told that absent a public statement saying we are going to investigate the Bidens, that you're not going to get this aid. And that's new information. I mean, you know, Sondland told the Ukrainians, you will not get this aid if you don't publicly state that we are investigating the, you know, Trump could have just had an investigation started and said, tell everybody you're investigating corruption. And it could have been remained quiet, and he could have gotten what he wanted in a legal way. But he wanted the Ukrainians to come out publicly to go after what he perceived to be his opponent for, you know, the next presidential.
Yeah, but he was one of 23 people running for president at that point. I mean, how could you honestly say that if he happened to knock Biden off, that he'd somehow helped himself?
Well, I think he has always been the most afraid of Joe Biden. I'm not sure why that necessarily is, but he has always been afraid. And I think people knew that the polls, I think if you would ask any Democrat at the time, they would tell you that, yeah, if Joe Biden gets in, this is going to be Joe Biden's race. And of course, it never happens that way, no matter what party. Everybody makes predictions that are wrong.
Jane,
it's interesting.
Let me give you the benefit of the doubt that you're right about the fact that the president held up the aid because he wanted to pressure them to conduct this investigation into corruption in the Ukraine. Let's just assume that for a moment. Do you buy the argument, and this is what the American people are going to have to buy, that this rises to the level of high crime or a misdemeanor to remove an elected president from office?
Well, and that's what, you know, look, the bottom line is impeachment in the House and conviction in the Senate is a political proceeding. So the bottom line is they decide that, whether I agree with it, whether you agree with it, whether anybody or the president agrees with it. The founding fathers, the Constitution that was ratified in this country, says that the House of Representatives decides. There's no court of law. There's nothing else out there that guides them other than the votes of each congressperson. So you and I can argue about it. Everybody can argue about it, but they can overlook it, or they can, you know, press for articles and vote for articles of impeachment. And it's not any more complicated than that. And so, you know, we can have scholars try to say, oh, well, what about this and what about that? But it doesn't matter. None of it matters because these people have to take a vote. So I think if you take a vote in the House, I think the Democrats will stay in line. I don't know if any Republicans will break ranks. I think they're terrified too. I think Trump will eradicate them in their minds. So I think that they won't.
I think the fix has been in from day one because they're afraid that the 10 people they have on the stage tonight can't beat him next November. And as Nancy Pelosi said,
exactly right.
We need to take him out now before we risk him getting reelected next November.
Well, I know. And I think that there is a chance. And obviously, and I've said this, you know, numerous times, depending on who the Democrats put up, that he could absolutely get reelected. And so I do think that political calculus is in people's minds. But I will say this, when I sort of strip away all of that, I mean, you know, we have a county executive that just went to jail because he did official acts in order to get campaign donations or to get favor with his, you know, with his donors. That has almost always been a crime. It really has. When you take an official act in order to benefit you politically, and it's hard to prove.
You can't compare Stinger to this case with the president. You cannot honestly compare those two.
Oh, I can, because he is withholding an official act or performing an official act to get someone to perform a political favor for him. And it's pay to play.
Stinger didn't want a political favor. He wanted cash in his coffers. This isn't about money.
Well, but it's the same thing. If it's an in-kind contribution, if you get somebody to come up and you force them, you know, by refusing to give them money, official taxpayer dollars, because unless they come out against one of your perceived opponents, I don't see a big difference. That's where I think this gets really, really difficult. Again, it doesn't matter what I think. It matters what every congressman thinks and every senator.
They'll get their impeachment vote so that they can campaign on it for November. Jane, I'm out of time, but I appreciate you giving me some time this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You bet. You too. Thanks for getting up early for us. At Jane Duker on Twitter. She thinks the president and Steve Stinger are the same person. Fascinating.
Get more at 971talk.com.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.